Welcome to Trello's podcast. In this podcast, I will be discussing the issue of being black in America. Many times, we forget about how many struggles that black people go through just to live a good life. There are many stereotypes for black people, such as being a gangbanger, drug dealer, killer, thief, and a threat. And the crazy thing is, the government wants us to be this way. They put black people in poverty-stricken neighborhoods and fill them with drugs, forcing them to kill, steal, and sell drugs to get what they can to support their families. Then, when they are caught doing anything, they are prosecuted to the fullest extent. To me, it seems as if nobody wants to see a successful black person. And even when a black person does something good, it won't be as publicized as much as if it was something bad. It also wouldn't be as celebrated as much. The odds are always against black people. They will turn anything positive to negative to try to diminish the image of black people. Also, in this podcast, I will read a news article from Joy Ann Reed titled "Everyday Racism in America." Being black means constantly rendering yourself unthreatening to white people. A poem by Lucille Clifton titled "Won't You Celebrate With Me," and I will play two song snippets. One song snippet will be from G Herbo's song "Street," and the other one from Meek Mill's "Championship." You will now hear the poem "Won't You Celebrate With Me," written by Lucille Clifton, in which she expresses how the odds are never with black people and how when a black person does something good, white people don't acknowledge it. Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. Born in Babylon, both non-white and a woman. What did I see to be except myself? I made it up here on this bridge between starshine and clay. My one hand holding tight my other hand. Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. To me, this poem is explaining that even against all odds, that she has accomplished what she wanted in life. And that even when no one celebrates with her, she will celebrate with herself for accomplishments that didn't come easy. Next, I will be reading a news article, "Everyday Racism in America." Being black means constantly rendering yourself unthreatening to white people, by Joy Ann Reed. In this news article, Joy explains how black people are treated by white people in public places. Also, how black people have all eyes against them. It's the waiter with the sour expression who takes so long to come to your table, it would appear he doesn't see you and your party at all, only to snap to it when the white friend arrives and joins the table. It's the cab drivers, often brown-skinned themselves, who switch off their ready light, click their door is locked, and speed past you to pick up the white person on the nearby corner. It's the job that was available until you showed up, or the apartment, or the loan, or the compliment on your natural hair that doubles as a gentle reminder that straightening it might look more presentable. If you're unlucky, though, that residual racial cough becomes a full-body fever that won't go away. In this case, it's the cop who pulls you over for a minor traffic violation and then stands warily outside the driver's side door with his hand hovering over his gun. And it's the deep ache in the pit of your stomach that starts every time you see red and blue flashing lights closing in behind you thereafter, even when you've done nothing wrong. It's the time you call 911 because you heard a noise in your house but were more afraid after the police arrived and seemed to be searching your home for weed or guns instead of for a burglar. And if you're really unlucky, you've had the cops caught on you for just being in a public space where white people thought you didn't belong. And in a worst case scenario, you or someone you love doesn't walk away from the interaction alive, whether because the police or just some random civilian armed with a gun. Just ask the parents of Trayvon Martin. To be white in America is to assume, with total self-confidence and little afterthought, the personal ownership of public spaces. To be white in America is to have a confidence to say, without a second thought, this space, this neighborhood, this city, this county, this country is mine. Myself and those who look like me have the right to decide who can be here and even what language can be spoken here. It doesn't even have to be intentionally malicious. Almost every black person has gone through these experiences, and it is upsetting to know that this still happens and is uncalled for, in my opinion. Everybody should feel comfortable going anywhere and not have to worry about getting mistreated or getting a police call on them because of the color of their skin, and it shouldn't be stereotypes on people because of the way that they look or their skin color. But because you're black, these things become something you have to adapt to. You have to learn how to not look threatening when you're around whites and get used to the mistreatment from white people in public, which is not right, but it's the world we live in. Now you will hear the song snippet from G Herbo's song "Street," in which he explains how life for a young black male in Chicago is like. He explains how life is when you're black and live in poverty-stricken neighborhoods. Because of poverty, many people turn to crime and rob, kill, and steal anything that can help them pay the rent to survive. And many times, people live this life for so long it just becomes a norm for them to walk around with a gun or to even rob each other to survive in these neighborhoods. Next, I will be playing Meek Mill's Championship, where he explains how life is as a black man in the U.S. In this snippet of the song, he also explains how life is as a black man that lives in poverty. All the death and stuff that takes place in these neighborhoods becomes a part of life for black people, basically setting them up for failure in life. And there's only so much you can do to try to avoid all of this. When you're black, this is how life is. Thank you for tuning in to Trello's podcast.